The Most Grateful Turkey. There once was a turkey. His name was Victor Ray. He had a bad reputation as he lived on day by day. Why did everyone hate him? Believe me, they should. He was the most ungrateful thing that lived in Grateful Wood. One day, this Victor Ray had a thorn stuck to his wing. But when Dr. Camel plucked it out, he left without saying a thing. The turkey strolled on. He walked like the wind. He was going to watch a movie at the cinema on Rooster End. He found that there were no tickets left when he saw a long-legged goat. The goat said, "The tickets have sold out. We're all in the same boat. But luckily, I ordered a few, 29 at least, and I've got a spare one. I'll give it as a gift to you from me." The turkey just nodded. He strode into the movie hall. But when he sat down, he found that he was surrounded by goats that were big and tall. He saw the long-legged goat in the middle of the others. The long-legged goat told the others to sit down. No one even looked at the turkey. No one even bothered. For the long-legged goat knew the turkey was a bad one. He was hired by several others to get the killing job done. The goats were just pretending to ignore the turkey that was now fast asleep. When Victor Ray watches movies, he takes a nap. It's a habit of his, thought the long-legged goat, and it's gonna make him weep. In the twinkling of an eye, the goats got to work. They made a little rustling noise that really startled the clerk. The clerk leapt out of his seat. He pulled out something red. It was sleeping draught, and it put the goats to bed. Victor was wide awake. He had seen the whole thing. He found a sword close to his neck that fell to the ground with a cling. He suddenly realized his sins. He was ungrateful all the time. He went to find the clerk, but all that was left in the clerk's place was a shiny silver dime. He picked the dime up. Then he read the words on it. "Go and apologize to everyone who's helped you. I'll give you a sign when you are done." So Victor set off. He was going to say sorry to everyone that ever helped him, and those people could fill a lorry. He went to Dr. Camel's first, and Mrs. Badger on Apple Lane. Then he went to Mr. Elephant, who had helped him find drugs that would rid him of pain. Then to young Tommy Kangaroo's house. The turkey did go. Then around old Professor Toad's burrow and Jim Cat's shelter, he hovered to and fro. Old Mr. Snake's log pile, Miss Rabbit's hole. Soon he had visited everyone, excepting Hairy Mole. He charged to the mole's house and thanked him as quick as a flash. But he suddenly remembered the clerk, so back to the cinema he did dash. He called in the cinema, "Oh, Savior, thank you. I've thanked everyone, grumpy old Mr. Eagle, too. So please show me a sign. Oh, please." He suddenly stopped calling, for he saw someone in the trees. He saw a turkey crest and a turkey beak and two bright turkey eyes above his turkey cheek. Victor recognized him at once. It was his father that had disappeared. He hugged his father, who had hopped into the window. "Oh, Father, it's been so many years." They got reunited, the happy couple. They really loved each other. They loved each other on the double. And Victor's dad was a warrior, as you've probably guessed. So he taught his son martial arts. In both ways, Victor was best.